It's Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indes, brought to you in part by Iberia Sports and Rehab, Hike, Mindell, Grubbs, and Dalbor, Schwing Insurance, Blazon Specialties, Additive Solutions, Cane Row Golf and Turf Club, The Quarter Tavern, Arsenal Ford, Frank Specialty Fitness Equipment, and Action Specialties. Now, here's Coach Indes.
All right, good morning, right here on Bayou Sports. Shuffling in a little late right here. Well, not shuffling late, we just had a little technical difficulty, which we're dealing with. But all right, it's Thursday, baby. And Turbo and I were just having a conversation about nothing to do with sports. But we just walked in and we started talking about how people get to school in the morning these days, and the car lines and the different thing. And of course, we're not taking a shot at anybody or anything. But, you know, he asked me, he said, hey, when you went to baseball practice or a game at the park, how'd you get there? Well, I rode my bike.
I did too. I mean, I rode my bike from my home by the city park all the way out to Evangeline Little League, where North Lewis is today. And all those roads back there, I'm telling myself my age, were all gravel. There were no paved streets back there, and there were cornfields and cane fields.
Yeah,
where David's funeral home is, and all up in there, those are cane and cornfields.
Yeah. Talking about my sisters, we live right there on Indes Street. Walk to Mount Carmel. Every now and then, if Daddy might have been leaving at the same time, hey, y'all can hop in. Maybe hop in the back of the El Camino.
And, you know, now I'm really telling my age. When I was at Mount Carmel, no, I wasn't the only boy there. The Catholic High, when they built Catholic High, they built it a little small due to the fact that they didn't anticipate the run of students there because of the new building and the newness and everything compared to the old building that was on Main Street where the Civic Center is. And they had an overflow of students, and they kept the first grade students at Mount Carmel. And there were 55 of us in first grade, one class.
Wow.
With Sister Richard. And as we went on, they built two more classrooms.
Sister Catholic Richard?
High. Yeah. That she was our sister at first grade. She taught us.
Was Richard her last name?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I'm not sure how the Carmelite nuns did it back then.
Yeah.
But I know the other first grade, they had two little girls' classes, Sister Baptiste and I can't remember the other teacher in the other class. And then Ms. Bougeard's kindergarten class was right next to us. So we were the only little
Speaking
boys.
Speaking of Ms. Bougeard, talked to Dr. Bougeard yesterday at Cane Row. Having lunch, man. He's still kicking, boy.
I hear you. Anyway, it was one of those times. I walked home from Mount Carmel, you know, to my home on Myrtle Oak.
Yeah. Well, let's throw in L.A. Classic Roofing, the official roofing contractor of Bayou Sports, along with Grittick LLC, who we'll be talking about in a minute at the end of this segment about all the things that they can do for you. Let's start out talking quarterbacks.
Quarterbacks.
Not only quarterbacks for the Saints, but quarterbacks as well for the LSU Tigers.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. It looks like the young man Johnson's going to be taking snaps here in the spring, huh?
Yep. Well, starting with the Saints.
Okay.
Okay. I guess I saw this coming, but until you read it in print, it really jumps out at you. But the official word is that the Saints will go into training camp undecided who the starting quarterback is. I would like to know a stat of the winning percentage of a team that year that they went into training camp uncertain who their starting quarterback is going to be.
Yeah.
Hey, Saints fans, I'm going to tell you, I hope I'm wrong. But I just have a strong feeling that we may be missing Drew Brees a whole lot more than we thought.
Yeah, his leadership.
Now, I take that back. I think there's a lot of people that do realize how much we're going to miss Drew Brees.
Yeah, his leadership skills were just uncanny.
Again, the dilemma of Taysom Hill is this. I believe that Taysom Hill, in my opinion, now I have some feelings because of my experience as a football coach, and I do know when you make the defense defend 11 guys, truly 11 guys, meaning not just the quarterback in the passing game, when you have to defend the quarterback as a runner, it changes everything. But Sean Payton seems to believe that if Taysom Hill's his quarterback, he doesn't want to use him that way. He was willing to use him that way as a backup because, you know what, if he got hurt, no big deal. I've still got Drew. I've still got Jameis behind him. But the second Taysom becomes your starting quarterback, are you willing to take the leap and become an RPO slash zone read slash power read Lamar Jackson slash Tim Tebow-esque type deal? Are you willing to go there? Because I believe if you're not using Taysom Hill in that capacity, I don't know if he is an elite NFL quarterback or even a mid. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see if he can just drop back and throw the football. Or Sean might go in a different direction. The only problem with if you do make him a runner, you better have a backup that's ready to go. Now, you don't have to have a backup that can do the same things that Taysom did. A la the Ravens have sold out. They have sold out to the running quarterback. They've got three of them. When Jackson went down in the playoff game, I don't think it was NFC Championship game, but when he went down, they come in with a guy that can run it, he can throw it. McSorley, the third quarterback, can run it, he can throw it. So, do you say we're selling out to that system? Or you just basically run a different package for Jameis Winston, which when it comes down to practicing, that becomes a very difficult situation to manage. When you're running X package for quarterback A and Y package for quarterback B. Excuse my variables.
You know, Winston threw 30 interceptions his last full year with Tampa Bay.
Oh, look.
30. That's a lot of interceptions.
Let's be real here. Also, Taysom Hill has shown a propensity for not taking care of the ball himself.
That's right. You're correct.
Whether you fumble it or you throw an interception, you're giving the ball to the other team. Now, I love Taysom Hill. I mean, when he gets in the game, I get fired up. I'm a huge fan.
His special team play is unbelievable, yeah, too.
Well, of course, that's done. Yeah. Even if he's backup quarterback.
Well, I agree.
When he's number two, all that stuff's done.
Yes.
But it'll be interesting because now if you sell out and go to Jameis, will Jameis, a second year in the system, there's no doubt that the guy has value. There's no doubt that the guy has gotten it done at a pretty high level. But can he see the field better than he's seen it in the past? Because if you're throwing that number of interceptions, you're not seeing the field that well. It's typical in the NFL when you're throwing that pick, it's not necessarily the guy that's in primary coverage that is making the pick. You're watching, you're eyeballing that receiver, hopefully not too much down the sideline, and you're seeing how his coverage is relative to the corner. The question is, do you see what the safety's doing? Is the safety playing halves coverage? Is he playing middle field coverage? Is he poaching down low? All of these different things. And it's relative to that. That's what leads to interceptions, not knowing what the other guy's doing. It's when that receiver runs a curl route. You can see the primary coverage. Where is that underneath linebacker? Where is he dropping? And, of course, there are times when interceptions are thrown that it's on the receiver.
Yeah, the tips and the drops and whatever.
But there's a term, throwing a guy open, that if you don't understand it, it is the most important quality of a quarterback at any level. But the higher the level, the more you have to throw them open. Guys are never wide open. They're rarely wide open in the NFL. You got to throw them open. At the end of the play, you're like, oh, that guy was wide open. But then when you watch the film and watch the replay, oh, wait. They were right there, and then he threw him open. Threw him away from the coverage.
Yep.
So I just, you know, it's become so, we've become spoiled as Saints fans. Of course, Tony, you and I, slightly different eras, but still, we went through the Aints. We went through watching Archie just get hammered week after week, running for his life. We've been through. You've been through Billy Kilmer. I can't say I went through Billy Kilmer.
I think Gary Quazzo.
I think, Danny Abramowitz.
Ed Hargett. Bobby Douglas.
I remember Bobby Douglas, formerly the Bears.
Yes.
And I know Jeff will remember the great Bobby Douglas.
From Kansas.
Speak of a runner. One of the best running quarterbacks of all time.
Yes. Bobby Scott. I'm trying to think all the old Saints
quarterbacks. Kenny Stabler, you know, coming through. Aaron Rodgers, of course, which, you know, Bobby Hebert, of course, during Bobby's time, had one unbelievable team. 13-3 team, Dome Patrol, the whole deal. Yeah,
that's right.
Do you recall who knocked us out?
Yeah, the Falcons. I was at that game. The Falcons.
Oh, the Dirty Birds. Don't tell me that!
Haynes, the kid from New Orleans, I can't remember his first name, played for Atlanta, and then the Saints picked him up for a year or two. He caught a long pass from the Falcon quarterback.
Oh, yeah, the little bitty receiver.
Haynes was his name. Yeah. And I was there when Billy Rickman caught the Hail Mary pass to beat the Saints one year.
My man Rickman has his own show in Lafayette. I would do his show pretty often. He called me when I was coaching. You know, that's a trip.
Oh yeah, I think he got hit in the head one too many times. Bill.
He's definitely got some stuff going on. Bill. I mean, he's a fun guy though.
Oh
man.
Yeah. Oh, and it was a fine football player, too.
Oh, well, absolutely.
I mean, he might have weighed 165, 70 pounds, but he had hands. He'd catch anything.
Billy Rickman was a Fred Biletnikoff. He was,
pretty much.
Without the stick-em.
Yeah, that's right. Biletnikoff did have help.
No, but Billy Rickman, what a great, South Louisiana story.
That's right. Went to Tech and just...
Lafayette High, if I'm correct.
That's right.
You know, Lafayette High, for a long time, spit out some tremendous. You go back to Ross Brubacher, okay?
Yes.
You talk about
Maurice LeBlanc. That's going
Robbie
back.
Mahfouz,
yes.
Who ended up with the USFL.
Yeah.
Was it the Memphis Showboats or the Houston Gamblers?
But Lafayette High was the only high school in Lafayette until they built Northside in the early 60s.
Mark Barus was a guy that ended up being the head coach at Lafayette High for a while.
Yep.
Cedric Figaro, who's currently the head coach at Lafayette
played
High.
Played at Notre Dame.
Yeah, so just... they had a player. I'd like to know what happened to that guy. Yusuf Mortensen in the 90s that was just an unbelievable player. I don't know what happened to him. But, no, just and just throwing that out there, Lafayette High, who's been down for quite a while.
Well, it's more of a charter school like today, I think.
It's arts
and humanities.
Well, what it is, it became in Lafayette Parish, you have schools of choice. So one school is the art school, the other school is the health school, the other school is the science school, the other school is this. Well, Lafayette High became the art school, which I think now that's either been split or changed. And what it does, it inflated their enrollment greatly. Lafayette High is one of the largest schools in the state of Louisiana, or had been. A lot of non-athletic types were going to that school. My niece teaches there, and she teaches the Brainiacs. Christine McCrory.
Their band was also one of the best bands in the country.
No, you go and watch some terrible football, but you're going to see a band that's just off the chain. Now, when I say that, not anymore. They went in the regular season, came out solid second, upset Nish.
That's right.
Only lost to Acadiana. I called that game for VSN when they played Acadiana. So, Figaro did a fabulous job this year, especially on the defensive side. As a matter of fact, I'm going to give a shout-out. Robin Sylvester and her...
Is that Doc and Sue's...
That's Doc's grandson.
Okay.
Craddock. That is the last name.
Okay.
He signed recently with a school in Baltimore. Heck of a linebacker, but more so an extremely intelligent young man.
Baltimore St. John's.
So that's I'm going to look it up. She put it on Facebook a while, and I'll say it coming out of the break. I'm sitting here typing.
So that's
as we
Doc
speak
and,
right now.
And Miss Sue's grandson.
Correct.
Okay.
And I'll pull that up. But again, so Craddock's first cousins played for me. You still have us one of the boys playing for Catholic High. So, shout out to them. So let's get back, and we'll talk about that in a little while. Moving on to LSU. People have kind of forgotten about Miles Brennan. We talked about him the other day on the show.
Yes.
Miles Brennan has put on just loads of weight.
Eating some of the family's food.
Good weight. He looks great. I don't know. I really wasn't thinking about it. Thinking about, okay, who is O going to put under center? Because you can talk about all you want. When you read in the paper, folks, about, yeah, they're going in wide open. Whoever the coach puts under center for the first snap with the first team is going in his mind as a starter. I don't care what you say. Okay? I don't know if there's been a way invented yet not to say who's going to take that, not to let the team know who's going to be the guy. Unless literally in front of the team you get up there and you say, I'm flipping a coin. And that's who's going to be the take the first snap. I can remember as a freshman, I was fighting for a job with a young man by the name of John Broussard. And when they said, okay, you go out here, you go out here, and they told us both at the same time to run out there at quarterback. We literally like wrestled our way to get there because I was going to be next to that center first. I wasn't going to let him beat me there.
And it was Mike Delcombe, the coach, or Dorsey?
Mike was the coach at the time.
Okay.
Mike was the coach until my senior year.
Okay.
So he goes ahead and starts first snap, Max Johnson. And O came out and said, hey, he went 2-0. He went 2-0, you know. You got Brennan went 1-2. Finley played pretty good against South Carolina. But he went 2-0.
And then the big kid from Ponchatoula.
That's at Finley.
Yes.
Finley looked like $1 million against South Carolina.
He
but
really
then
did.
In retrospect, you come back and you say, how bad was South Carolina? And look, my good friend Will Muschamp, and I know he ain't listening because I'd be haunt if he was. But
the phone lines are ringing.
Things were falling apart at that point for South Carolina because LSU was not a good football team at that point.
No,
didn't really get it together until you push forward toward the Florida Ole Miss wins, which that's Max Johnson's wins. And the thing that Max Johnson showed. Max Johnson is not a dual threat, but Max Johnson is elusive.
That he is.
You got that word. Okay, some people want to say that Patrick Mahomes is a runner. No, he's not. He's elusive.
Very.
And it's so important in this day and age. There's not that many Peyton Mannings, Tom Brady's, Drew Brees left. They don't make them like that anymore. High schools aren't running it like that. They just don't make them like that anymore. They're putting those guys at tight end, or they're going to play baseball. The game has evolved. Elusiveness is so important. Just so important.
And how long do those running quarterbacks last when those 250-pound linebackers hit them? That's my question.
I'm with you. I'm with you.
They can't play 20 years like Brady and Brees. I just don't see them do it. I could be wrong, but
no, I totally agree. They can't. They're going to become more. I mean, they're not becoming running backs.
Look, Mahomes, he missed a game or two this year, and was hurt for others.
Yeah, you know, and probably relative to his elusiveness. But I don't know, and going back. The young man I spoke of, Robin Sylvester's son, Oliver Craddock, is going to Johns Hopkins.
Okay.
Okay. So,
great school.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Great school.
So to show you what kind of brainiac this young man is, before we get to the break, you need an electrician?
You have one?
I got a guy.
Come on.
I got a guy.
I'm ready to hear about him.
I got a guy named Jonas Hebert with Grydick LLC. You're home, you own a home, you own a business, you're looking for a guy. I got a guy. Jonas is a New Iberia native. He wants to serve the people of the Bayou area. He'll handle everything in your home. He'll handle everything in your business. He'll handle your football field. He'll handle your baseball field. He's got hassle-free price and experienced staff. Grytek prides itself on its innovation. You need to replace your traditional lighting with LED. He's got it. These young guys, man, they got it. They've got it all figured out. He go in and you want to ask Alexa to turn on everything for you. These young guys, they can figure it out for you. Don't try to figure it out yourself. You want to protect your house from power surges. Think of everything that went on yesterday. I'm freaking out. Let's turn off the TV while this wind's blowing. We don't want a power surge. There's typically 20 per day. Save on all your major appliances. Grytek can install a home panel surge protector. Either pay him now or pay him later. Pay him now. Get it out the way. Get it out the way. For any and all of your electrical needs, Jonas Hebert, 337-944-4547. LED lighting will save you on your monthly bill using 90% less power, and it'll last up to 7 years. I tell you what, I've got those screw-in bulbs in my ceiling, and I've got the 10, 12-foot ceilings. I don't know. All I know is my ladder's not tall enough, and I'm too cheap to go buy a new one. And every time we do it, I got to climb to that top, and Tina's holding on to my ankles while I'm changing those things. So you know what? Every time we change one out, the next one's an LED bulb because I don't want to touch it for 7 years.
I hear you.
And when you touch these LED lights, they're not hot. So it's good for the kids.
Really?
Oh, they don't get hot.
Wow.
They don't get hot.
Hello.
So, hey, if you need an electrician, I got a guy. I'm just letting you know. And one of the great families of New Iberia, this young man, I believe, grew up on every island, married a girl from Lauraville, and he's all about the Bayou area, servicing the Bayou area, and just love these young guys that are stepping up and starting their own businesses and making their way in the world. With that being said, we're right here, 367-1240. When we come back, we're going to have Highlands softball coach Mr. Brian Pontiff on the air.
The Corner Tavern is the premier spot for live music. The cast is back on Friday. Saturday, it's Cajun Company Band. And Sunday, it's the Steve Adams four-piece trio. 19 TVs has you covered for sports. And no bar has more outdoor seating for proper social distancing. Corner Tavern, 910 East Main, across from McDonald's. The best drink prices in DeBary. New Iberia's happiest hours now. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday from 5 to 8 with most drinks. Half priced. Follow them on Facebook for daily specials.
Do you have a logo? Do you have a brand? That is where Action Specialties comes in. If you want to get your brand out there, you need to call Action Specialties. Leaders in the promotional and advertising industry, they can help you get your logo seen everywhere you need it. From signs, decals, t-shirts, uniforms, and more. They can do that. Action Specialties has been proudly assisting their customers for 27 years with first-class customer service and a dedicated sales team to help you find what you need and what you didn't even know was out there. Action Specialties, we can do that.
Is it time for a new roof or to repair the old one? Hi, this is Jake Blanchard with LA Classic Roofing. We're a third-generation roofing contractor that has been in the business for over 70 years. As a locally owned and operated company, we're also licensed and insured for your peace of mind. We offer free estimates and a $100 referral fee for full roof replacement. Check us out on Facebook at LA Classic Roofing. And the number to call is 465-3888. LA Classic Roofing, professional roofing solutions since the 1950s.
It's spring cleaning time. Let Frank's Specialty Fitness Equipment not only provide you with new sales, but also all of your service needs. Extend the life of your fitness equipment, including home gyms and cardio equipment. Give Frank a call at 337-316-1231 or visit frankspecialtyfitnessequipment.com. Frank Burbank is a New Iberia native who has been servicing South Louisiana with top fitness equipment for nearly 40 years. That's Frank's Specialty Fitness Equipment, 337-316-1231.
Nowadays, none of us can be without adequate insurance coverage, but we still want to be sure we're getting the best value for the money. That's why so many people call the Schwing Insurance Agency to get a quote. The Schwing family has been handling the insurance needs of businesses and homeowners for almost 80 years. You can depend on Schwing Insurance to find the coverage you need at the best price. So before you buy a new policy or renew an existing one, call the Schwing Insurance Agency for a quote at 365-2357. Schwing Insurance, 300 East Main, across from the Shadows.
Additive Solutions LLC is protecting frontline workers in the fight against COVID-19. Additive Solutions supplies custom safety shields, air purification, and steam sanitation. Our custom glass installs quickly and is extremely easy to clean, and our industrial purifiers restore your space with the freshest air possible. We will steam sanitize and hand clean all high traffic areas in your facility. Please visit Additive Solutions LLC or call Jace Dugai at 337-577-4858.
We're making it easy at Arsenal Ford this month. What month is it?
It's truck month.
Take $13,000 off the last 2020 F-150s in stock. Because it's truck month.
We make it easy at Arsenal Ford.
Hey guys, if you're looking for the top golf experience in Iberia Parish, you need to look no further than Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. Low or high handicappers will enjoy the beautiful greens, the recently refurbished sand traps, and incredibly plush fairways. And by the way, you don't have to be a golfer to enjoy Cane Row. The brand new clubhouse sports some of the best burgers, pizza, wings, and many other choices, along with absolutely the best, most potent margaritas that you've ever tried. So whether it's golf, food, or just some fun, come to Cane Row and enjoy.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indest on the all-new Cane 107.5.
All right, we're back. Just finished talking a little Saints quarterback, talking some LSU quarterback. We'll definitely be getting back to that. I'll have the great Josh Roseberry with Fluid Crane coming on as we get into spring ball to talk more about LSU football and his expertise and everything he knows. But now I've got a gentleman that is the head softball coach for Highland, Coach Brian Pontiff. Brian, how are we doing today?
Doing fine, sir.
Great to have you on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, so Brian, just, of course, you know, try to do a little background. It seems that, why don't you go ahead and explain to us what got you, because I know it's a different path. Mostly it's your kids, but for guys like us who, you know, probably grew up playing baseball or being baseball fans or whatever, how you get into softball, I'm just going to guess that you have a daughter that grew up as a softball player.
Yes, sir. I have two of them that actually played at Acadiana are now playing college softball that I've taught.
Interesting.
So they're actually doing pretty good.
So where are they playing now?
They're playing at Baton Rouge Community College.
Okay, I actually have one of my former football players, Alex Gilbo, that's playing baseball there. As a matter of fact,
oh, okay.
I think they might have swept LSU Eunice the other day. Yeah, Baton Rouge Community's got it going on over there right now.
Yes, they are. They're doing very well.
Yeah, and on top of that, from what I've seen, because when I posted on my Facebook page that you were coming on, it seems like that you not only have your hand on Highland softball, but I know that Britt from Catholic High, her mom posted something. Mm-hmm. So evidently you're dealing with some travel ball and other entities as well.
Yes, sir. I own Diamond Express, which is a girl travel team.
Okay.
The only thing that's different about this team that I only said, I want to direct things to going to college. They only play for me if they only, there's two things. You either get a degree or you play softball, one or the other.
Gotcha.
I've seen in the last couple of years, I think it's right at 48 kids to the next level. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, majority of them all junior college, but I'm just happy to have, you know, those kids and gotcha. The way they took off.
Gotcha. So, with Highland, do you actually, because I know you don't have to, do you actually work at the school, or are you coaching and you work elsewhere?
Yes, sir. I do work elsewhere, and I'm only a part-time just to coach there. That's
yeah,
all
which that's, you know, I know a lot of the schools now. I believe that the only two sports left in the Louisiana High School Athletic Association that you have to actually be an employee of the school are football and basketball.
That's correct.
Yeah. Okay, so how about talk about your team this year? Talk about, you know, what's been going on so far, and you know, maybe highlight some players.
Well, first of all, we weren't expecting to have a team this year, but because of COVID, it kind of got put together real slowly because of where I have a lot of kids into other sports, which Holland's a very small school.
Correct.
Well, I had to wait for basketball season to finish, which they had a very great season this year. A lot of my kids play basketball, so I had to push back my schedule as far as I could for us to have a season. So we are started late, but the season's actually doing pretty good. I mean, we are 4-0. We are fighting with some good competition. I wasn't expecting to end up this way, but the way it happened, I made a deal with the girls. I actually kind of put my foot in my mouth, which was, hey, coach, if we start winning and if we win a certain amount of games, we'll switch dugouts. And I said, you know what? Why not? Let's see what happens. And it ended up working in our favor.
So you put a little carrot out there for them.
Yeah, and it's worked out for us. So, I mean, I've had the same nine that's come back. We actually have 12. Holland is a very small school. Again, have a couple of eighth graders. I have a few seniors, which is four. I had one that just signed at UL.
So are we talking about Marin?
Marin, that's correct.
Oh yeah, we've had Marin on the show. We're what an athlete. So I'm assuming, because I know if you're athletic, it crosses over. And of course, what a great basketball player just signed as a thrower in track and field. I would imagine she's a pretty solid softball player.
Yes, she is. She's well-rounded in a lot of things. I wish Marin luck in her next journey. But she does a very good job. She is my left fielder. Like I said, she just came back out of basketball, so it's kind of, you know, one of those late-built things that she's got to get used to. But other than that, we have a bunch of freshmen that stepped up and, you know, really worked out well for us. We have a few select athletes, but it's not that many. But other than that, we're doing pretty good.
Well, good deal. And, you know, one thing, I don't know if you'd agree, but, you know, girls mature so much faster than guys. And I know sometimes, especially, you know, larger schools, of course, they don't have the need to throw an eighth grader out there. But it's quite often that those eighth grade girls, I mean, they're flat out ready to play. An eighth grade boy is not ready to play varsity baseball. I don't care how good they are. But girls, it's a little different.
Yes, sir. You are right. I agree with that. I've coached baseball in the past. And then when my daughter started growing up, I decided to take another path. And I wouldn't coach baseball again. That's just my opinion.
Most guys that make that leap, Keith Morgan at Delcom said that the other day. He said he'd never go back and coach baseball again.
No, he's right. I agree with him 100%. It's more funner. You learn a lot. And it's more passion. It's quicker. So, you know, I really enjoy it as I learn. This would be my fourth year actually coaching high school.
Yeah. You know, it's
my third year there.
It's funny, Brian. The one thing that I always had a hard time wrapping my brain around, but being a guy coaching guys for 30 years, okay, and not only coaching, but in football, and you know how intense that gets and everything, so I hung out on the third, next to the third base dugout for 7 years at Catholic High. Right there, I sat with our sports trainer, Elizabeth Thomason, and watched three different coaches, okay, and it's the girls. They could be in an intense game. I mean, it could be for the district title. And a girl could be on deck, and she just might be having a casual conversation with a girl in the dugout about what they're going to do that weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And early on, when I would look at that, I would be like, it would kind of upset me. Like, I can't believe. But then I just realized that's who they are. That's just the difference between coaching boys and girls. Because I guarantee you, If we were in the Superdome playing Notre Dame and there was 2 minutes left in the game and I'm about to send a guy out and he's asking his buddy in the huddle, what's he doing that weekend? I'm going to have a hard time containing myself.
But that is right.
But and also, baseball and softball, it's different. It goes a little slower. You know, it moves a little slower. But I just always found that initially aggravating, but then later on exhilarating. I just thought, this is pretty cool, you know?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Yeah. Well, Brian, really appreciate you taking time coming on the show. As you guys move on and hopefully get moving in the playoffs, I'd love to have you back to continue to talk about your team and sure. And let us know what's going on. But I want to thank you because I know how hard it is. I was an athletic director for a long time to be able to find folks like you that'll come in and work with schools and do what you're doing. So I know the people at Highland are so happy to have you.
I appreciate it. I really thank you all a lot for having me.
Okay, man. Well, good luck to you. Good luck. I know you probably got a good day's work ahead of you. So
yes, sir.
Have a blessed day, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
Uh-huh.
Right.
All right. Coach Brian Pontiff. Again, you got a daughter. You're a baseball guy.
That's right.
You got a daughter, so, you're a girl dad. You become a girl dad, which became that term has become popular since the passing of Kobe Bryant. They talk about girl dads. He was a girl dad.
He was. But the sacrifices these guys make with their jobs to
absolutely.
Coach these young ladies, that's a lot of work.
And of course, I've always said it. I'll say it. It is a better situation overall when you can find somebody working at the school. But
yes.
The problem is they just you just can't always do it.
And the coaching staff is stretched at smaller schools, too.
Yes, yes. You can't always do it. So you need guys like Brian Pontiff. You need ladies like Angela Batto that don't necessarily work at the school but are willing to take time and show up and work with these kids. And you got to throw it out because it sounds to me like Brian, he doesn't have as much skin in the game. He doesn't have a daughter there.
That's right.
Okay, so he just shows you his love of the game. I always say, whenever you got that parent, and I'm not even going to say coaching, that stays with the program long after their kids are gone, they stay buying season tickets. Mr. Kern, I spoke up yesterday.
I was thinking
who did,
of him.
And he did pass.
Oh, I'm sorry to
He
hear
did
that.
Pass. His son, Jeffrey, let me know yesterday. So God rest his soul and the family. But folks like that, it doesn't matter whether your kid's there or not. You just stick around and want to support the program. Those are the ones that you really – and, again, I'm not – throwing stones at anybody that moves on, okay? But those that just keep coming back, that's the lifeblood of your fan base, the people that you can always turn to, the people that are going to have you back in the community. Just nice to have those folks.
You mentioned Mr. Kern, but also one another name to throw at you was Alton Darby.
Oh, absolutely.
He was always at the Catholic High games.
Yeah.
Always until his death recently.
And, Alton was just a youth supporter.
Oh, with the Biddy basketball.
And you know what? I'll say this because Alton's children didn't go to Catholic High. I hope this doesn't sound self-serving or self-promoting, but I think he was just going to the best game in town at that time because I think if another school would have been rocking and rolling, he'd have been there as well. You follow?
Yeah.
Because we were at that during that time the premier team in the area. And I just think that's what Alton was doing. Alton just wanted to go see some good ball because that's the kind of guy he was.
Yeah, he was in one of the first graduating classes at Catholic High. I don't know if it was a 58 or 59 class, but he was in one of those two classes.
So he did graduate from Catholic
High. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, because, little Alton finished at Nish. It's so funny that you say that. So I'm having a business meeting the other day. We went by Ty's place right down there. I was talking to Gabe Fugelet, my buddy at Gritic Electric, Jonas Hebert, talking to Ross Booty. With LA Classic Roofing, the official roofing contractor of Bayou Sports. And we were just sitting there talking about some business stuff going on. And this tall, blonde-haired guy wearing sandals just looked real earthy. He's like, Brent. Man, I turned and I looked up. And normally, immediately, I'll get it. Because I'm great with faces. Super with faces. And it took me about 2 seconds. And I said, I'll be damned. Alton Darby. And it was little Alton. Played Biddy basketball with him on those teams with Verge Osberry, Brian Brown, who I'll be getting on the show soon. I hadn't talked to Brian yet, but Shannon Pecko shared his number with me. So many guys. There's a lot of people I'm saving. I just don't, Somebody asked me, why haven't you had on Johnny Hector yet? I don't know. It's just like I'm saving him. I want to keep him in my pocket, and hopefully he agrees to come on.
Sure.
Because, I mean, Johnny Hector. Guys like that. But anyway, we're going to be right back. We're going to go back and talk about the Blue Bloods we were talking about yesterday. I got a little stat. The last, since 2010, number of NCAA tournament victories since 2010. List those and see where they fall in this year's bracket. And some of them didn't even make it.
Wow.
367-1240. Give us a call if you have a question or a comment. We'll be right back.
If you're suffering from a sports-related injury, choose Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation. Our highly trained and licensed team will work with your physician to provide a customized treatment plan to help you recover as soon as possible. Iberia Sports and Rehab is proud to partner with our local middle and high schools to keep their athletes healthy and in the game. To get better, go to Iberia Sports and Rehab in New Iberia. Visit isrehab.com.
Folks, I'm going to let you in on the best-kept secret in New Iberia. It's called Blazing Specialties. Robert Romero daily prepares a masterpiece of Cajun-inspired delicacies, such as stuffed breads, wings, boudin, crackling, as well as pre-cooked and frozen foods. Need an event catered? Look no further than Blazing Specialties to make your event unforgettable. When I bring food to a customer, it's always Blazing Specialties. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 1 p.m., and located at 1115 Center Street next to Freeman Plaza. Blazing Specialties. Come and get you some.
We at Hike Menville Grubbs and Dalbor are happy to sponsor Coach Brent Indes and the Bayou Sports Show. We have recently changed our name from Hike Menville and Grubbs by adding J.P. Dalbor's name to our marquee. For all your legal needs, choose your hometown law firm, Hike Menville Grubbs and Dalbor. See us at 1017 East Dale Street or call 365-5486.
It's spring cleaning time. Let Frank Specialty Fitness Equipment not only provide you with new sales, but also all of your service needs. Extend the life of your fitness equipment, including home gyms and cardio equipment. Give Frank a call at 337-316-1231 or visit FrankSpecialtyFitnessEquipment.com. Frank Burbank is a New Iberia native who has been servicing South Louisiana with top fitness equipment for nearly 40 years. That's Frank Specialty Fitness Equipment, 337-316-1231.
The Corner Tavern is the premier spot for live music. The cast is back on Friday, Saturday it's Cajun Company Band, and Sunday it's the Steve Adams four-piece trio. 19 TVs has you covered for sports, and no bar has more outdoor seating for proper social distancing. Corner Tavern, 910 East Main, across from McDonald's. The best drink prices in DeBary. New Iberia's happiest hours now, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, from 5 to 8 with most drinks, half-priced. Follow them on Facebook for daily specials.
Hey guys, if you're looking for the top golf experience in Iberia Parish, you need to look no further than Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. Low or high handicappers will enjoy the beautiful greens, the recently refurbished sand traps, and incredibly plush fairways. And by the way, you don't have to be a golfer to enjoy Cane Row. The brand new clubhouse sports some of the best burgers, pizza, wings, and many other choices, along with absolutely the best, most potent margaritas that you've ever tried. So whether it's golf, food, or just some fun, come to Cane Row and enjoy.
Nowadays, none of us can be without adequate insurance coverage, but we still want to be sure we're getting the best value for the money. That's why so many people call the Schwing Insurance Agency to get a quote. The Schwing family has been handling the insurance needs of businesses and homeowners for almost 80 years. You can depend on Schwing Insurance to find the coverage you need at the best price. So before you buy a new policy or renew an existing one, call the Schwing Insurance Agency for a quote at 365-2357. Schwing Insurance, 300 East Main, across from the Shadows.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indes. Phone lines are open to talk sports at 367-1240.
All right. Teams since 2010 with the most NCAA tournament wins. Now, I'm going to go ahead and fact check myself. And when I say fact check, it's really not facts. But yesterday, I threw out some blue bloods that I thought that, you know, you normally consider, and probably my list goes prior to 2010, but I threw out Duke, North Carolina, Kansas, St. John's, Kentucky, UConn, Louisville, Villanova, Syracuse, Indiana. I got a lot of them, but I missed at least three of them that I can see, three or four. So since 2010, and Turbo and I have not talked about this. Okay,
not at all.
I'm gonna let you guess, and it's actually by a significant margin. And I really don't think you've never answered a question wrong that I've given you. But honestly, I don't think you're going to get this one. Well, I don't think you're going to get it. But, okay, who has the most wins in the NCAA tournament since 2010?
The most wins in the NCAA tournament.
Basketball, of course.
Basketball, yes, since 2010. So they play, to win the championship, you got to win 6 games.
Yep.
And that's 11 years. So the most,
I'll tell you, 31 wins. This team has 31 wins.
31 wins, and it's going to surprise me, so I've got to do a little digging.
It's not going to greatly surprise you. I'm just telling you.
I kind of gave you a hint a while ago. Michigan State.
Nope, they're actually number 5. It's Kentucky.
Yeah, well.
I would have thought immediately either Duke or North Carolina. That's where I would have gone.
Duke. No, I don't know why with Duke. They lost.
But Duke is number 2, though.
Yeah, with what, 28, 29?
26.
26.
So you got Kentucky, and I guess you got to go with the Patino Calipari.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, they won two. Played in 3 finals that I'm aware of.
Yeah.
And they had Memphis had them beat, and Memphis ended up losing.
So Kentucky, number 1 with 31 wins, and they are not in the tournament this year.
That's right.
Didn't make it.
Wow.
Adolph Rupp is turning over in his grave. What's his Joe? What was the God dog at the Joe Dale B. Brown era?
Joby Hall.
Kyle Macy. Remember Kyle Macy at point guard?
How about
Beer Belly Mel?
Yep.
The Twin Towers.
Yep, that's right. Bowie.
Yeah, Sam Bowie.
And I can't remember the other guy's name. But
wait, was Beer Belly Mel with Kentucky?
No, I don't think so.
I think I misspoke there.
Yeah, but let's see. With Joe B. Hall, it was Roby from New Orleans, Brother Martin, along with Mike Phillips and Jack Givens.
Dirk Minifield.
That's a Kentucky boy.
That's one from the past.
Oh, yeah. Dirk Minifield. That's right.
Guard.
Kyle Macy, who was one.
Kyle Macy, great free throw shooter.
Absolutely.
One of the most technically sound shooters of all time.
He and Calvin Murphy from Niagara.
Yep. Okay, so Kentucky 31, not in. Number 2, Duke, not in.
That's amazing.
The top 2 over the past 11 years, not in the tournament.
Still think Coach K dyes his hair. I don't care. I'm a conspiracy theorist. He dyes his hair. I don't care what they say. Next.
North Carolina. So it fell kind of that way, I figured. Because I'm just going to say, okay, Kentucky, Duke, North Carolina, Kansas.
Yeah, that's
and that's pretty obvious.
That's the Blue Bloods.
Yeah, that's it right there. Now, North Carolina going in as an 8 seed with 24, 2 behind Duke. Kansas, they are a high seed. They're a 3 seed with 24 wins. Now, I got all those in my spitball Blue Blood picks, but I left out. Now, Eric brought up Michigan State yesterday. Didn't quite, because I missed both Michigan and Michigan State. Now, Michigan, of course, is a 1 seed. But Michigan State with 21 wins. Tom Izzo, as we talked about before, unbelievable job. Especially, when you think of the state of Michigan, and I don't know, what leads a school like that to typically outplay Michigan, out-recruit Ohio State. Les Miles famously left there because he just didn't want to be the number 2.
This is true.
You know, it's a school in the state. And now, of course, it's different
Saban,
in basketball.
You mean. Saban.
Who did I say?
Les Miles.
Oh, my goodness.
Coach Adelcom.
Pardon my faux pas. Pardon moi. Si vous plaît.
But you're right. He left because he wanted to be the big boy in the state. And that's what LSU provided for him at the time.
Yeah. So, moving down, Jimmy Boeheim at Syracuse at 20. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So that's Syracuse at number 6. The Zags, actually, at number seven, that surprised me. I didn't realize how much success they've had since 2010.
I really thought about having them as the 31 victories, as you mentioned, with Kentucky.
So
they're in the tournament every year.
So I got to say, you know, I was a little off there because Blue Blood, you can't say last 11 years. Blue Blood's last 30 years. But still, last 11 years, the Zags have been there. The Bulldogs have been there. I guess they're kind of like Auburn. You got, are they a war eagle? Are they a tiger? Well, they say that tigers is their mascot. War eagles is their cry.
Yes.
It confuses the heck. Maybe Armin Schwing,
yeah, he
a
was.
Graduate yeah. of Auburn University, can come in, although he is a Tigers fan, an LSU Tigers fan.
And he worked for Wilson. I can't remember who owned the Mall of Louisiana.
Yeah, so maybe Auburn can come and explain all that. Now, I do know Jennifer. Okay, Armin's wife.
Yes.
Don't mess with her about Auburn, because she not only will get upset, but she's capable of kicking your tail. You don't mess with Jennifer. You just don't. I'm just letting you know. You don't mess with. And look,
they had a few.
It makes the meanest old fashioned you've ever tasted in your life.
They've got a few Auburn fans in this town.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, everybody, my wife and I make that block, okay, the big block. We're talking the Park View. So I'll start at my mom's house. We'll park at my mom's house on Indes Street. Go down through the park. Go down Park View. Or when you're passing on Park View, there's that dude with that Alabama flag.
Yes.
That's some cojones right there.
Oh, yes.
That's a guy with conviction about his school.
My neighbor has an Alabama flag in his yard and decals on his truck.
Wow. Right there. You know, you make it down, you cross the bridge, come down, pass Islands, everything right there, come back. All right, so the Zags are at number seven, Michigan at eight, Florida at nine with 18. So you've got Zaga with 20 wins, Michigan with 19. Florida with 18, and then another team beat LSU one year, if I'm correct, not too long ago, Wisconsin.
Yes.
In the Elite Eight.
Yes.
Last time LSU's been in the Elite Eight. Suffocating defense. Just suffocating defense. I remember, it's like, this is the best defensive basketball team I think I've ever seen.
Yeah, they did.
Because offensively, they just weren't that good. But these guys, you never got off a clean shot. So that's your top 10. Out of all those, you've got two number one seeds, a number three, Florida a seven, and then everybody else is an eight or below.
And two not in it.
And two not in it.
The top two. Amazing.
I want to give a shout out to my girl Bray at Catholic High. Her mom just hit me up, Brett Livingston, Bernard, and say she listened to the show, wanted to thank us for talking to Coach Pontiff.
Sure.
And also just letting people know, because she asked a good question, and that's the reason why I'm bringing it up. These shows are archived.
Yes.
All of our shows are archived. So if you go on our website at Kane1240.com, and if you hit on air, to me it can be a little misleading, because you think if you're clicking that, you're clicking on who's on the air at that moment.
Correct.
But no, it's basically the personalities on air. You hit that, you scroll down to Bayou Sports, okay? You click that, and then you will see the archived shows to the right with dates attached. Typically, they get up. So we're done with the show at 8:15, and they get up before lunch, typically. So you can go back and listen to it. I have many friends that listen to the show on the way home via their smartphone. My buddy Phil Streva, well, he'll be listening this afternoon. He's teaching in Opelousas on his way back home, lives in Lafayette. Gets it on the phone. I think you can do it live through the TuneIn app, but also, like I said, you can just go to www.kane1240.com and just turn it on.
That's right. It's that easy.
Love to have you listen now, listen later. It's all good.
367-1240.
That's it. Spreading the love for everybody here in Iberia Parish, in the Bayou area. Just want to show everybody what these programs are doing. Highlight these coaches, highlight these kids, highlight former players. And I'll tell you, it's not only to highlight former players, but it's former players that have done well. I've had some suggestions, and I'm like, first thing I got to know is this person doing well today. Okay, somebody that parlayed, because that's what it's all about, folks. Some people, very few, get to turn their athletic abilities into a profession. Very few. Very few. Okay? So, the ones that took that, took the teamwork, took all the things, the discipline, and parlayed that into what Gary Joseph has done. What Lionel Vitale has done, what Virge Osbury's done, and I know we'll get a guy on next week, Jeremy Bonan, assistant coach at Southern. What those guys have done, they have taken what they learned, they have taken their ability and parlayed it into something special to make them a better person. Tyrone Mitchell, who we talked to a couple of weeks ago. So with that being said, It's about that time. And you know what, Tony? I lost. We got a little lost on the number. Okay?
All right.
We
skipped somebody?
No, we didn't skip anybody. We just skipped a number.
Oh, which number we skipped?
Yeah. Let's see.
It wasn't.
I'm not sure where we went wrong, but we're actually on number 32.
Not 33?
Yeah. So we skipped a number. But just to go back. At 40 was George the Animal Steele. Mm-hmm. At 39, Abdullah the Butcher. 38, Ken Patera, the great strong man.
Mm-hmm.
37, Jesse the Body Ventura. Mm-hmm. 36, the Russian Bear, Ivan Koloff.
Yes.
35, Chief Wahoo McDaniel.
Yes.
34, the Road Warriors.
Okay.
Okay, and 33, Sting.
Okay.
All right. So now we're at 32.
32.
32. So we will be right back with a few historical references. One that I found very interesting because it's something that I didn't recall that happened in 1985 that Turbo and I were discussing off the air. But more importantly, I'll talk about it when we come back. I don't want to give it away. So right here, 367-1240, www.kane1240.com. Ask Alexa, play Kane1240. We'll be right back.
If you need physical therapy, choose Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation. Our licensed staff is trained at the highest level to provide a customized treatment plan to give you the best results for pain-free living. Iberia Sports and Rehab has the area's only indoor heated therapy pool and Class 4 laser device, which assists the body to heal itself naturally. To get better, go to Iberia Sports and Rehab in New Iberia, keeping Acadiana strong and healthy. Visit isrehab.com.
Folks, I'm going to let you in on the best-kept secret in New Iberia. It's called Blazing Specialties. Robert Romero daily prepares a masterpiece of Cajun-inspired delicacies such as stuffed breads, wings, boudin, crackling, as well as pre-cooked and frozen foods. Need an event catered? Look no further than Blazing Specialties to make your event unforgettable. When I bring food to a customer, it's always Blazing Specialties. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. and located at 1115 Center Street next to Freeman Plaza. Blazing Specialties. Come and get you some.
We at Hike Menville Grubbs and Dalbor are happy to sponsor Coach Brent Indes and the Bayou Sports Show. We have recently changed our name from Hike Menville and Grubbs by adding J.P. Dalbor's name to our marquee. For all your legal needs, choose your hometown law firm, Hike Menville Grubbs and Dalbor. See us at 1017 East Dale Street or call 365-5486.
Additive Solutions LLC is protecting frontline workers in the fight against COVID-19. Additive Solutions supplies custom safety shields, air purification, and steam sanitation. Our custom glass installs quickly and is extremely easy to clean, and our industrial purifiers restore your space with the freshest air possible. We will steam sanitize and hand clean all high traffic areas in your facility. please visit Additive Solutions LLC or call Jace Dugai at 337-577-4858.
Is it time for a new roof or to repair the old one? Hi, this is Jake Blanchard with LA Classic Roofing. We're a third-generation roofing contractor that has been in the business for over 70 years. As a locally owned and operated company, we're also licensed and insured for your peace of mind. We offer free estimates and a $100 referral fee for full roof replacement. Check us out on Facebook at LA Classic Roofing. And the number to call is 465-3888. LA Classic Roofing, professional roofing solutions since the 1950s.
Do you have a logo? Do you have a brand? That is where Action Specialties comes in. If you want to get your brand out there, you need to call Action Specialty. Leaders in the promotional and advertising industry, they can help you get your logo seen everywhere you need it. From signs, decals, t-shirts, uniforms, and more. They can do that. Action Specialties has been proudly assisting their customers for 27 years with first-class customer service and a dedicated sales team to help you find what you need and what you didn't even know was out there. Action Specialties, we can do that.
We're making it easy at Arsenal Ford this month. What month is it?
It's truck month.
Take $13,000 off the last 2020 F-150s in stock. Because it's truck month.
We make it easy at Arsenal Ford.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indest on the all-new Kane 107.5.
We're back. Before we get to 32, the gentleman with the greatest move, signature move in my, I'm sorry, of all time. I just, it's, his move was copied by more future wrestlers than probably anyone that I know of. But again, I always have to say I really quit following wrestling after 1987 or 88. So, but going back and looking at archives, looking at footage, looking at YouTube. Before we get to Trondheim. In 1942, Jackie Robinson and Nate Moreland get a workout with the White Sox. And, of course, eventually Robinson would sign.
With the Dodgers, yeah, and Brian Tricky.
Correct. So, you know, big moment in the history of sports right there, breaking that racial barrier. And one of the great players of all time. You know, you go back to the – to Satchel Paige and all those guys, you know, the great Josh Gibson, and wonder, you know, how those guys would have fared.
Cool Papa Bell.
Yeah, just a whole lot of players that, before the league integrated.
I'm trying to think of the guy that you could turn off the light and get into bed before it get dark. I can't think of his name. That's how
quick,
fast he was.
Quick. An early version of Ricky Henderson, evidently, whoever he was.
Yes.
1985, now this is the one that really interested me, because I didn't remember this. And typically, it makes a little sense, because I probably didn't read my Sports Illustrated's cover to cover as much in 85 as I did earlier. I was in college, folks. You know, it got a little blurry at that time.
Other priorities.
And that was early college. Talk about burning a candle at both ends. So if there was a time that I got a little rusty on my sports trivia memory, it's going to be between that late 84, 86-ish. Met my future wife, Tina, in 87, and that's when I started, you know, calming down.
Stability.
Exactly. My GPA went up exponentially after I met Tina. My mother was so happy. But 1985, Peter Ueberroth,
the commissioner of baseball.
Commissioner of baseball. Reinstates Willie Mays and Mickey Mantle. So my question when I came in, and I knew that Mick was a gambler. I did know that. Okay? But I didn't realize that he had been suspended from baseball.
That's he and Mays.
And what it was for their affiliation with gamblers and casinos.
That's right.
And it wasn't necessarily a smoking gun. It was affiliation, which I'm sure I would have to guess that they were warned.
I think so. But Kennesaw Mountain Landis, when he wrote down that decision with the Black Sox scandal in 19, he just said, you can't be associated with him. You can't be around him. You can't hang with him. You can't do anything.
Yeah.
And Mano and Mays were working for casinos, and they were being paid handsomely, too. Yeah. $100,000 or something like that to sign autographs, take pictures, whatever.
Like I said in an earlier show, the Mick fairly often, at least a dozen times I was told, played cards in Brobridge at the Sutton Mansion that burned down since. Played cards there. My former defensive coordinator, Trey Sutton, who now is an offensive coach with the Acadiana Wrecking Rams, spent 6 years, 8 years of his childhood growing up in the Sutton Mansion.
In that home?
Yes.
Wow. I've got pictures of the after the fact, the fires of it. Yeah. Maybe some pictures of it before.
Yeah. 1995, Michael Jordan announces a comeback after a 17-month retirement from basketball. I just remember in a playoff game after he came back. So he came back like right at the playoffs, and he wasn't, you know, he was rusty.
And wore 45.
That's what I was getting to. Okay, so.
I know, I think like you, I know.
So, I don't know who the guy was, but in the next year, it was either in an initial matchup that he got to play again. It may have been in a playoff game that so-and-so guy said, 45 just don't play like 23.
Yeah, I can't remember.
And Jordan proceeded to hang like 51 on him the next time. would you talk about poking a bear? You don't poke Michael Jordan. Hey, you don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit into the wind.
That's right.
You don't mess with that old Long Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim.
That's correct.
But Jim. Slim did mess around with Jim, and then you didn't mess around with Slim.
That's right, Jim Croce.
One of the greatest songs of all time. But I still don't know if it's better than Roller Derby Queen.
Ooh.
5'6", 215. Bleach Bon Bama with a streak of mean. Oh, man, I'm, you know.
All right.
Pardon me while I digress.
Yes.
Number 32.
Trump.
And, you know, Trump. You notice Teddy shows up because he's itching. He wants to be here to hear this. He always shows up right at this time. And I refuse to believe that's just his routine. He's like, I got to be there when Coach names the next wrestler on his list. Now, again, I said it yesterday. I'm going to restate this. Many times I've looked at this list and I've wanted to shuffle it. Because,
really?
Yeah, I just feel like some guys are too high, some guys are too low. I'm like, what was I thinking at that moment? But I said, you know what? I'm sticking with it. Whatever I went with my gut, I'm sticking with it.
Your first instinct,
yeah,
as always.
It was my first instinct, and I just went with it. But when I started thinking about this wrestler and his signature move that for years and years I used on family members, it had to be somebody couldn't be too big, okay, because it takes some power to make this move.
So Maria got the holes?
No. My mother would have. No. We didn't mess with the girls.
All right.
We didn't mess. And not in that way.
I understand.
And Maria would cry all the time. No, we could mess with Mary Kay because she was tough. No, but Maria would just cry. And she'd go cry to my dad, and he called her Sweet Ree, and she could do no wrong. Maria's probably, without a doubt, the only child in my family that my father never touched in any type of anger.
Whoa.
You know, that, and I'm not saying with the girls, at least, you know, I know, I'm not saying he ever spanked Mary Kay or Carla, but I guarantee you at least he grabbed them by the wrist and like, young lady, or, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
But Maria, oh, no. Commanded, she was off limits.
Commanded attention.
My brother Johnny would just look at Maria and put his two fingers under his eyes, and it was a sign that she was crying. So we would put our middle finger and index finger under our eyes and just pull down. And that was a sign of calling Maria Teary Tutu. We called her Teary Tutu because she cried all the time.
Oh, I hear you.
And all you had to do was do that to Maria and she'd start crying.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. So anyway, the Super Destroyer. The
Trent
Super Destroyer.
Trente
32. The Super Destroyer took a move, and I know there's probably going to be people that argue who invented it, but to me, this guy invented it. It's the first time I saw it. I actually went on YouTube, looked up the term superplex, looked it up. And the Super Destroyer didn't hardly come up, but it was all guys after him. And I finally found him doing it in the 70s, okay, early 80s. So initially, you had the suplex. So follow with me here. So you get a guy. So I've got my right arm around a person's head facing him. I have him in a front face lock. And I take his right arm, because it's opposite. So his right arm is equivalent to my left arm at this point. And I put it over the back of my head. Grab the guy. So both of us are facing each other with our torsos kind of facing at each other and down. And you grab that opponent by the trunk and flip him over on his backside. That is a suplex. Okay? That's a suplex.
Got me.
Super Destroyer took this move to a whole nother level. You beat the guy. You got him in the turnbuckle. You're just slamming him. Bam, 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 bam. You sit him up on the top turnbuckle in the corner of the ring. Super D climbs up to the second level, and he would suplex you from the top rope. Hence, the superplex by the Super Destroyer. Iberia Country Club. Teddy, you been there? You ever been to Iberia Country Club?
Not recently.
The pool at Iberia, it was a one-meter board.
That's right.
It was not your backyard board. If we would lower the pool enough at Iberia, we could cut two flips. And I'm going to tell you a quick story about that after that. So, I would take my nephews. The Brodies probably got the brunt of this, but Matt hit with it a couple. Well, I started doing it off the side of the pool. So I'd suplex them off the side of the pool. Well, then let's get them up on the board.
Hello.
The only problem was when you'd flip them over, you'd tend to go over too far, and they wouldn't land on their back. They kind of land on top of each other. But, boy, that was fun.
And who was the lifeguard at the time?
Huh? Probably me. And actually, I know Mikey Ressweber. He got the brunt of that a couple of times. My nephew, Teddy and Mary Kay's son. And, you know, you had to set it up. You had to beat him on the side. Of course, it was all, you know, we would just pretend. Bam, bam, bam. Boy, you set him up, flip him off the board. So going back, I just got to throw this one out there. Teddy's going to laugh at this. Because, you know, there was a lot of betting going on at Iberia Country Club. And, of course, I was raised in that culture, just watching my cousin Eric and Steve Smith and all these guys. Now, I'm going to say Teddy right here, he didn't partake in that. And
no, he didn't.
He didn't. And I'm just not saying that.
I'm guilty.
To cover.
I'm guilty.
But no, Teddy was never a part of that. Well, first of all, he was a professional. I mean, he's laughing, but he was.
Card carrying.
So it's card carrying PGA professional. Winner of the Louisiana Open one year. Am I correct? What year was that, Teddy? 81, 1981.
It was a fine year.
Fine year. LSU in the Final Four basketball in 1981, the team we spoke of. So anyway.
48-7.
I want to say it was my buddy Steven Schwing, but I'm not positive. But a couple of guys were trying to do two flips off of the diving board. We could all do a flip and a half. We could all do a gainer. We could all do those things. But two flips was very elusive. So I told him, I said, I can do two flips. Well, show me. I said, well, look, let me, my back hurts a little bit, whatever. I said, I'll do it tomorrow. So we get some money lined up. It might have been some hamburgers lined up. I don't know. Well, little did they know that I wasn't only a lifeguard, but I knew how to manipulate the water level in the pool. So that evening, I dropped the pool 6 inches. Which, now that I look back and realize the cost of chemicals and whatnot, I probably cost the club about $800 in chemicals.
That's
by lowering the pool 6 inches.
They shortchanged my check too.
And all I needed was that extra 6 inches, man. And that boy, that two flips, I got her done. Couldn't have got her done with that extra 6 inches. Because of course, when you raise the pool, raise it back up. Now it's diluted, and you need more chemical. You need, you know, back then it was soda ash or it was muriatic acid or
that's right.
or all that good stuff. the good old days. The good old days. We sat the other night with my brother Joey, my cousin Sebastian Patu, and Eric Indest. And Eric, for about an hour, just talked about the different ways. And of course, we've already talked about the blindfolding and finding number three flag stick from across the course. But the different ways those guys figured out to try to hustle each other.
Oh, yeah.
Just phenomenal. And again, it's coming. We're going to have at least a half a show, maybe a whole show, where we're going to bring some guys in, Jim McDuff, Eric Indest, Teddy. We'll be trading off microphones here to talk about the great Steve Smith. We might even go back to Bob Langley.
Bob Langley.
Pro Shop Daniel, may I help you? Butterbean, Hurricane, Harry Borda, and the world that we love and miss so much in Iberia Golf and Country Club. I'll argue with those Sugar Oaks guys, those Brendan guys, you know, all that. I mean, I'm telling you, it was Caddyshack, man.
Pretty much.
It was, go watch, it was Caddyshack.
The forerunner of.
Do you people have homes?
That's right. You laugh, but it's a lot of truth.
Dr. Emmer cursing out Blue for no reason.
Smoking, I used to get on him smoking them little skinny cigarettes.
Oh, Lord. I remember when I saw Harold smoking that filterless Camel, and I was like, dang, you got to smoke that thing down to the nub.
And Harry talking, singing on the tractor, oh, cutting God. The grass.
Good old days, good old days. All right, folks. Man, it's amazing how time flies when you're having fun. Tomorrow we'll be back with 31. We're getting up there.
31.
And I have to say, the fact that I've got 31 ahead of 32 kind of bothers me. Bothers me a lot. But there's a thing about 31, and it's relative. I promised, my wife made me swear that I wouldn't let out the bag that she had a crush on number 31 when she was a youngster. So,
really?
So, Tina, I didn't do it. I'm just telling you.
Wow.
You told me not to say that you had a crush on this next wrestler. You begged me not to say it on the air. So I didn't say it on the air. So we'll be back tomorrow right here at the beautiful Kane Studios right here next to Bullany Plaza, next to Victor's Cafeteria. You come here, head over there for breakfast. Tell Yolanda that Coach Indest sent you. She'll give you a big old hug.
That's right.
See you tomorrow right here, Kane1240.com.
You're listening to KANE 1240 AM and K298CQ 107.5 FM, New Iberia.
The voice of the Tash.